It's brought to you by Kleenex.
Oh, God. That's why it took me so long to hop on. I was, you know, yanking it.
Yanking it, and then I came on like fucking Val Venus.
Hello, Val Venus. Ladies. Hello. I'm the cream of the crop.
Oh my God, this is going to be a weird episode for me because I'm trying something new on my end right now.
Oh yeah, what's that?
I figured out like how to
rub one out.
Hear myself while I talk.
Okay.
So now I'm just literally now hearing everything that I'm saying.
Okay, you just figured this one out. Okay.
Well, I didn't know like my computer. It was just a setting on my computer. I thought maybe it was something on my mixer I had to figure out, but I've never messed with my mixer that much. And I was like, oh, there's that option. The only problem is I can only hear myself out of one headphone, but you can hear me out of both, right?
Yeah. Wait till you get a new setup. When you get that new setup, everything will work. It's good that you can hear yourself because then you don't be a colossal asshat and like screaming, but you really have no idea that you're screaming.
Exactly. That's one reason why I thought this would be better. And then I wouldn't say like as much because I could hear myself saying it.
Oh, you're still going to say it. This is an all-around
good move.
You're just going to continue saying it, you fucking prototypical Valley girl.
I am not a Valley girl. I am anything but blonde. I'm not anymore.
I'm totally, like, not blonde.
You could totally, like... Fuck off. I fucking hate your guts.
I'm just gonna tell you right now, my fucking shoe collection is so much better than like hers. It's ridiculous.
You ever notice that Valley girl dialect sucks? Like, it's never clever. It's always annoying and never okay.
Yeah,
They just have no original insults. Like, you'll never hear a Valley girl drop a cunt.
Oh, I don't know. You fucking can't. I don't know.
I've been listening to Bill Burr too much. Like, I've been throwing that word around. I dropped it on a Fun Pun Gaming episode really casually the other day.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, is that really that bad of a word?
Watching a Joe Rogan stand up where he brought that up, where it's like, even that word doesn't have the same bite it used to.
No. I'm trying to think of something that's more inflammatory.
I don't know. I feel like twat's worse nowadays. Like,
no.
Fucking twat. I feel like that's a horrible one.
Oh, my God. Oh, hey. Hey, listeners, I'd like, if what Wade said is true, all of our European listeners can die laughing because America is that far behind. Like, we're just starting to pick up on their language? What? Like, come on now.
Well, they fucking say cunt on the regular, too. Well, like, to them, these words are nothing.
Exactly. Like, next thing you know, everybody's going to be like, oh, they're going to start saying bollocks, and then we'll be going,
I say bollocks all the time. It's one of my favorite words to say when I'm like, ah, shit.
Well, and another thing is, people that get a word offended by the word fag, I'm sorry, do not go to Canada because, hey, if you need to smoke, that's what you're asking for.
Well, no, there's a replacement word for fag now. You say fuckboy, and that's thanks to Your Mom's House podcast. Go check them out. I call anybody I would normally use that word for as a fuckboy now. It works perfect. It's a great substitute.
Not really, because that doesn't indicate gay anything. That indicates, like, yo, I just want
to
have...
Well, it doesn't have to be gay. It has to just mean that it's fucking stupid and, like, you don't like how that person acts. Like, it's not necessarily being homophobic, being homophobic or whatever. It's just, like, you want to be, like, you're a fuckboy and you nobody wants to be a fuckboy. Gay guys don't want to be a fuckboy.
Well, no, I stand by. No, there are some gay dudes just like there's straight dudes, and that's their thing is they just want to have sex. They don't care. Go ahead. Call them a fuckboy. And they're standing there going, yeah, that's right. I like this dude standing over here like, yeah, I just go in there and I smash every dude I see over here, and they're perfectly content with that. Go ahead and label anybody you want, but the bottom line is they're sitting there going, yo, my numbers are up. They're not looking
for a
relationship.
That's not what a fuckboy is, though. Look up the definition, because that's not what it means.
Okay, am I way off kilter on what I'm
thinking?
It's not
a dude who smashes. That's a playa.
No, I think that word's gone, isn't it? It's like you don't want to be a player no more?
I still say it, but I'm also was born in 1991 and still think all my job is cool.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. Okay, I'm sorry. No.
No what?
Damn, this Gatorade's good. No, it's not all correct.
Are you looking at the definition or are you being a dick?
No, I'm being a dick and just saying.
You're ignoring my point.
Yep. You got it.
God, you suck ass.
Is it possible for one to suck
ass? It's way
ass?
More fun to hear myself now, too, because I can totally get why people listen to this podcast, because my voice is so much better to listen to than yours.
No. You're fucking weird.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's unbelievable.
You are
just
fucking
so much
so
more,
fucking
more soothing.
Fucking weird,
yeah,
egomaniac.
I feel like a guy you could learn some stuff from.
You fucking.
This guy knows his shit.
No, he's like, this guy is so fucking into himself. Like, you're turning into Buffalo Bill before everybody's eyes. Pretty
Would
soon
you
it's going
to.
I'd fuck me. just some weird, all into yourself person, and then you just throw people
I think
lotion.
Buffalo Bill was really into himself. I just think nobody else was going to say it, so he just took it upon himself.
No, I'm pretty sure. I mean, he's just into himself. Just weirdly. Yeah, and then
semantics.
Just some skin issues. Namely, other people's.
Well, I heard he had eczema, and that's why he was always trying to get other people's skin. You know, he's just like, I'm not comfortable in mine. Just like, you know, he took being trans to like another level. You know, he was just ahead of his time.
When you say ahead of our time, I'm guessing you mean like cybernetics where they start wearing other people's skin. That's just okay.
No, I just mean transitioning to being a woman. Like, no one would do it back then. Like, do the surgery for him. So he's like, fuck it, I'll do it myself. He's a go-getter.
Like, if they remade that movie, if they remade that movie, would they put in Shania Twain's hit, Man, I Feel Like a Woman? Because it wasn't out by when that movie came out.
That's a good point.
Like, he's got to dance
they
to that.
Should.
They got to
That's
dance.
A way better song than what he dances to.
Oh, yeah. Like, he's just out there, let's go, girls. Just like, oh, no!
I can't believe they didn't use Dude Looks Like a Lady by Aerosmith.
And have him watch.
I guess
like,
that
Wayne's
show
World?
Wasn't meant to be a comedy, though. So, like, picking those isn't going to really get you the tone you want.
Well, I think it would. I mean, for our sense of humor, sure.
Did that come out before or after Mrs. Doubtfire?
Oh, I'm going to say after? I don't know.
Yeah, that if it came out after, it's probably like they're like, we can't use that now. You can't associate Robin Williams turning into a grandma to this dude trying to make himself look like he has a vagina.
Well, I mean, is it that far of a stretch to be like, yo, Robin Williams straight up murdered this little old lady, and he's wearing her face so he can see his kids? Like, what?
He's pulling a Ted Bundy on us?
Yeah.
Just to see his kids? That's commitment to parenting, by the
That's
way.
That's right. You couldn't try that. That would not uphold.
I'd do anything for my kids.
Exactly. Even take out this person that was going to die anyways. It's okay. I did her a favor. I made it quick.
It's assisted suicide. It's legal in Oregon.
He's just driving around looking for old people. Hey, you want to go to Oregon? Hey, yeah?
Yeah. I wonder how that law works. Like, if that's the case and it's legal there, do you have to be a resident there?
No,
or
do you just have to plead that
they... Or anybody just go up there?
I don't know. I'm assuming you can just go up there, and the way to get away with it every time is just plead that, yo, they were deep into some dark-ass asphyxiation bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Things went bad. Sorry.
That's just regular suicide then, which then... See, I think the biggest problem with that is the fact that the insurance thing behind it, because the reason that people are so hesitant about letting people do that is because if you just be off themselves, but you financially gain from it, from like their life insurance or inheritance, like what's to stop people from saying, oh yeah, no, they wanted that. And I think that's the debate comes in.
So basically what I'm hearing is if you're in Oregon, you can hire a hitman, but he's not a hitman. He's a helper. He's just going to, hey, man, what? Okay, here's the menu. What way do you want me to assist you?
We have a lovely smothered by pillow.
That's my favorite.
Takes 15 to 20 minutes to come out. We also have poison. That's a little more excruciating. It's those for the self-loathing type who really hate them.
If you want to go off with a bang, I can tighten my belt around your neck while you vigorously masturbate. That usually takes about 5 minutes. But you go out feeling soothed and relaxed.
See, I don't feel like that's how that happens. Like, I feel like you bust the nut, and then all of a sudden,
you bust.
Oh,
like...
I can't get down, and you panic.
Oh, but that's like hanging. Now they can't get down. No, I'm talking about like they're in a chair. Because most of them, from what I've read in the deep, dark bowels of the internet, involves like plastic bags. Or something of that.
Oh, are you talking about like that Game of, not Game of Thrones, House of Cards like scene?
Oh, I don't know what you're referring to because I haven't seen it, but.
You haven't seen House of Cards yet?
No.
God, I hate you. Well, spoiler alert, I'm going to tell you about a really creepy scene that I can never get out of my head.
Okay.
There's this part where, at the very beginning of the episode, it shows this like villa. And this Chinese, I believe he's Chinese, yeah, because they're trying to talk to the Chinese government,
the Chinese
about
democracy,
some kind of deal with the U.S.
Okay,
and like it cuts to him in this room, and he's like tied up on one of those like medieval torture things that pull you apart.
Oh, the rack. Okay, the rack. Yeah, like William Wallace is getting fucking this... messed up. William Wallace was screaming freedom.
Yeah, exactly. Except he was like, for freedom! I don't
know. Oh, wow! That just took a horribly racist turn! Is he going to fuck up your shitty wall?
But what happens is you see him, and then it pans down to this, like, to me, what looked like a brother-sister combo, taking turns blowing this dude.
Whoa,
and then
there's
a third guy putting a bag over his head, like suffocating him as those two are blowing him.
Oh, okay.
And the other one's like helping him, like jamming like switching off his and her head, like down onto it. It was the most bizarre thing. I'm like still like kind of traumatized from it.
Oh yeah,
it was. I would not need to see that, and I don't get why.
Put the bag over my head.
I don't think they ever brought it back up in the show.
I
think they just like showed that to be like, hey, Asian businessmen are into weird shit, man. I think that's really all that was for.
I just want to show you how I dink my balls in other people's face.
Dude, like, it was the weirdest thing ever. I didn't get it.
What is this show?
I
thought it was like a...
It.
I thought, okay, honestly, here's what I thought. As it concerns... House of Cards. I thought it was West Wing. I thought it was West Wing with language. There was the differentiator.
I knew you were going to say that, and that's because you're an idiot and don't read what the synopsis of stories are.
I looked at the picture. I'm a highly visual person.
I looked at the picture.
I saw the picture, and then it was like a dude, and he was in a suit and tie, and it had an American flag, and I was like, yeah, there's no explosion. I need to move on.
You need to watch that show. Get on the hype train.
I'm a little... See, it's like passed by, though. It's like gone. It's too late.
Well, then you don't have to worry about people telling you about it and spoiling it for
you.
You
just spoiled
it all this time.
The Asian man's going to get a bag over his head with two people blowing him. He's got a dude and he's got a chick. It's weird. It ties right back into what we were talking about.
He needs three people to help him get off. That's a shitty way to go through
life.
How
much is he paying those people?
If I really want to get off.
It's like, yo, I'm so rich. I have a gang of people I hired to get me off. I got a chick, a dude, and then I got a rotating person to just bag me.
Do you think that's what, like, all those celebrity entourages are about? Like, they're just a bunch of dudes or people
just,
who help other people get
of
off? Like, Floyd Mayweather's rolling with, like, 25 people deep, and at least 10 of them are helping him bust a nut.
He's just like, oh, dude, I'm feeling stressed. We need to relieve this. Okay, hey, go grab the bag.
Get the bag, homie.
Tie him up in the corner.
I'm about to bust a nut.
Hey, you tie him up in the corner, okay? Rock, paper, scissors, who's blowing first?
Hey, I got the glove on. I just need the Vaseline so we can hit that prostate, yo. Hey, I got that this time.
Okay, I'm massaging.
Frank, you're up next, you fuck. You keep dipping out of that job.
All right,
we
Frank.
All get paid the same.
Frank, while I massage the prostate, you're in there just balls deep gagging. Let's go.
Oh, God. Awful.
No one. He finishes.
That's just too much money. If that's like,
yeah, that's money in Frank's mouth.
Nuts so many different ways that you have to hire people to like multiple people to help you bust a nut.
Oh, jeez. Like, I'm guessing this is
the problem with porn.
This is how Caligula lived. This is Julius Caesar in his like superpowers at the height of his powers, just going. I just have sex with everybody so much. I own all of Rome. I just need orgies now. Like, if I don't have orgies, I do nothing.
See, and he never invited the other guys. That's why they ended up stabbing Caesar. You know?
They stabbed.
He was just a dick, and he was like, "You're gonna have orgies, and you're gonna be the only dick in there."
Let's be honest,
up, bro.
No, he got stabbed because he was a stabbing everybody else's wife. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and you wouldn't share the orgy.
Exactly.
Like, it's one thing if you invite the couple to the orgy, it's another thing if you're only inviting the wife. That's a dick move.
I know. You gotta kind of share, but Caligula's just like, yo, I run this. Bring your wife. Hide your husbands. Hide your kids.
Is Caligula different from Caesar?
No, they're one and the same. That was like the same name.
For a second. I'm really behind on my
You're Russian?
My Roman.
Actually,
history.
Yeah. Caligula's Vladimir Putin. He rides in on his horse and steals your
Might
wife.
Might as well be.
But if you put flamboyant colors on Caligula, you get severely threatened, possibly death sentence.
Caligula sounds like an ancient beast that comes from hell to destroy the planet.
This is like fucking Cthulhu. It just comes up and...
It sounds like that. It's like Cthulhu's brother. Like, but he's like the less successful one. Like, the parents hate him and he's still living at home. Like, when are you going to cause chaos like your brother? I'll do what I want, Mom. I want to do my ceramic vases.
I just want to play tummy sticks over here and you're fucking making me get out to try a sport. God damn it.
Did you say tummy sticks?
Wait, what?
Did you say tummy sticks?
Oh, yeah.
What did you say?
That's exactly what I
tummy
said.
Tummy sticks. Is that beaten off?
What? Tummy stick? Oh, no. You've
Tommy sticks.
Tummy.
Tummy or Tommy?
Tummy. You've never... Okay.
Tommy?
Just go rewatch Wedding Crashers, that kind of semi-mediocre comedy, and you'll get the meaning.
Yeah, that movie does not hold up.
No, it was great when it came out. I honestly thought it was like, oh, that's...
Like a lot of movies from the early 2000s. Great at their time. Terrible now.
Speaking of which, what does hold up from the 2000s?
Dude, I'll tell you what doesn't. Superbad. I was really disappointed the other day when I threw that in. I was like, man, is it just I watch this so many times? Or is it just it's just not as good anymore?
Yeah... I don't know.
I think it's mostly because I'm not in high school anymore. That's why I don't relate to it.
Possibly. And another one that doesn't hold up anymore, I don't think, is 21 Jump Street.
I watched that a couple weekends ago. I thought it was great. I wrote a review on it. Go to punninggame.com and read my snap review.
It doesn't hold up.
Shameless plug.
I rewatched it and I'm just like, yeah. I mean, there's some parts that I'm still laughing at, but the majority of them, just like, eh, okay. Like, it's diminished big time.
I hadn't watched it in a year or two, so I when I watched it, I kind of forgot about a lot of shit. And I also think the first time I saw that was, like, on TV. So
oh, okay.
When I was watching it this time, it wasn't on TV for the first time, but I think the version my friends rented on, like, Amazon must have been a director's cut or something, because there were jokes in there that I clearly didn't remember. I was like, that didn't fucking happen.
Huh, okay. That's weird.
Yeah, I couldn't give you an exact example right now off the top of my head, but I just pointed it out when we were watching it. Like, that never happened in the first version I saw of this movie.
Well, fuck. Yeah, that would piss me off. Like, what the fuck am I watching? It's like, what was it? I watched...
It did seem slightly longer.
Yeah, that was like when I watched that new version of X-Men, not Apocalypse, but the one before that, and they added all these extra scenes in with Rogue.
Oh, are you talking about Days of Future Past?
Yeah. So they added in, like, Rogue.
They added scenes with Rogue. Was Rogue ever in that movie? I don't even remember
no.
seeing her.
No. They cut her out, but they had all these scenes apparently filmed. So then they added those in. And I was just like, what the fuck is going on? This isn't... I don't even know what the fuck I'm watching. I thought I had the wrong movie for a second.
Yeah, that sounds like the wrong movie. I'm in the wrong damn movie.
Oh, shit. Yeah. But, okay, 21 Jump Street. But what else did you do?
Dude, you're going to yell at me, but this is a true statement. I had never seen The Big Lebowski until this last weekend.
What the fuck? The dude. It's the dude.
It is fucking magical.
Yes, it is. That holds up. That is...
That's a great fucking movie. I was laughing so hard.
It's so good. It is so fucking
good. Yeah, I think the only reason I've never seen it is I just never had the opportunity pop up. Like, it's not like I knew a bunch of people who own the DVD or at the time any. I never saw it on Netflix ever. How I watched it was happened to be on HBO, and I was like, oh, I've never seen this. I should check it out. And I did. And it was awesome.
It's amazing.
That old dude's a fucking prick. I love my favorite line in the movie when he's like, oh, he's a nihilist. That sounds exhausting.
I just love, like, the very beginning. That's a nice fucking rug. It's...
Oh, yeah.
It's so fucking... Just... All right. Whatever.
And I like when the Russian dudes show up and start breaking all. He's like not even attempting to get out of the tub. He's just like, "Hey man, what are you fucking doing?" Like, he just doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's
property,
great.
Man. You can't just force your way into my home.
Such a good fucking movie.
I love how, like, Steve Buscemi barely says anything, and anytime he does, it's just shut the fuck up, Donnie. So fucking funny.
Also, God.
I love how Donnie, if you look at his bowling shirts, never has his actual name on the bowling shirt.
Correct.
It's always a different dude's name.
And I love how I love how hot-headed he is. Because I don't know if you remember ever growing up. No, you wouldn't have, because you're way younger. But when I was little, like 3 or 4, I remember sitting down in a beanbag where, like, Mom and Dad were watching Roseanne, and I got to see him be, like, the family dad that's always there.
Oh, yeah, John Goodman?
Yeah, and so then to see him just be a lunatic, just fucking out of his mind, just like, oh, my God, it was magical.
He's a great actor. He's a very, like, under-respected actor. Like, I think people should hold him in a higher category, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what? You know what performance is great, which is the first time I can really remember seeing John Goodman?
Coyote
Ugly.
Oh,
Brother Art Thou.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Coyote Ugly.
T. No, Big Dan T from...
Okay.
Do you remember that scene?
Vaguely? I've only ever seen Old Brother Where
it's
Art
right
Thou,
after,
like,
they thought Pete
two or three
got
times.
Turned into a toad.
And
then, like, they're in that restaurant.
Okay.
and he's trying to say he sells Bibles, and then he takes him out into this like bunch of other people, and then beats the shit out of him and robs him.
Oh, okay. Because that's what the good book would do.
He turns out to be a Ku Klux Klan member.
Oh, uh-oh.
Don't worry, he dies.
Oh, okay. Wow. That'll make some people happy, given recent events in the culture.
What are those?
I don't know.
Me either. Oh, you're going to be really happy about the other movie I watched on HBO.
Okay, hey, guys. Hold on. Hey, Frank, Lisa, Timmy, okay, Bag, you two right here. I'm about to be really happy. Just get the fuck over, okay? I'm ready.
Fuck, did you do what? I don't know what bit you just did, but oh, I'm man. So confused.
I got the bag ready. I'm ready to be pleasured. Okay? You said I'm going to be happy. I got them in place.
Oh, fuck. Good callback. I got it now. But I finally watched Suicide Squad.
Oh, no. Okay, good. Let's talk.
That was the biggest fucking heap of garbage I've seen in a while.
Okay.
And I purposely watch bad movies.
Oh, well, I got one to top you later. But so let's go in on this. There's two good characters, and there's not enough time for them to save the movie.
Who do you think are the two good characters?
Deadshot and Harley Quinn.
See, I fucking hated Will Smith's character. Like, I didn't like him at all.
Really? I enjoyed it. However, I didn't like how they tried to force the... They kept trying to force fucking weird backstories. And they didn't work. And god damn it, was that Jared Leto fucking Joker. The worst thing I've ever seen
Leto.
In my life. Is it Leto or Leto? I thought it was always Leto, like the Leto deck.
No, it's like Moto. Hello, Loto.
Oh, no. Okay, now I hate him more. But either way, how the fuck...
No, he was fucking... I will say he was really good as the Joker. I was surprised on how much I actually did enjoy his
I couldn't enjoy it because I can't stand the tattoos. That was so fucking weird. Like, he wasn't...
See, I got over that really fast.
Did
so.
You? It's just a...
Yeah, I did. Because it kind of makes... Well, actually, it doesn't make any sense.
No, nothing in that makes sense.
Someone tried to explain that to me. They were like, well, if he was in prison, he'd probably get tattoos. I was like, no, you don't understand. When the Joker gets caught, he gets put in an insane asylum, isolated from everybody. Nobody's giving him a fucking tattoo.
Exactly, because if he put him in, like, Gen Pop prison, he would kill people. That's
kill
all
everyone!
That's all he would do. He'd, like, buddy up to some people, that's have them really kill it. People, and then he'd kill those people.
I could see the Joker being crazy enough to get tattoos, though, like, when he's outside. Like, I don't know. It's believable. He's psychotic. It's whatever.
I could see the ha-ha-ha's all over the place.
So it makes sense.
I could see the ha-ha-ha's all over the place, but, like, the big grinning mouth on the forearm, I was like, eh. Oh, well.
I wasn't a big fan of all the tattoos, but I got over that.
Yeah, they're just trying to bring him into, today. It's like
the whole movie was just too fucking long.
It's too long, and... put it this way. They forced in all those backstories, and that's what made it terrible, because it made the story disjointed as fuck. It should have been a movie. It comes in and goes, you either know these fucking characters or you don't. Tough shit.
That's what I said. Like, the whole point of that movie was to be not necessarily all fan service, but to be like, okay, you're a fan. You already know these characters. You don't need any more. Maybe some slight, subtle sprinkles of backstory here and there, but you don't need fucking full cutaways to it.
Yeah. It could have just, like, their backstory, if they sprinkled any of it in, could have been in while they're traveling on the helicopter and somebody making, like, an offhanded comment about something that
exactly.
They've done.
That's all you needed to do. Like, little, like, sly remarks to the other ones here and there.
Like,
in that bar, that's when I stopped watching, is when they all go into the bar and eventually Rick Flag walked in and started, like, pleading his case on, like, how he cares so much for her and stuff. I was like, done. Fuck this movie.
Oh, it's fucking terrible. And it only gets worse because then it's...
It's just so tropey.
And then, like, Enchantress goes crazy. I'm like, ugh. God damn it.
It just... It did not... that was the thing that sucked too, is like their central light was Enchantress, and what was the twist in the movie, you think the whole time they're heading towards the Enchantress to take her out, right? And then it turns out all of a sudden, oh no, it's Amanda Waller. They were testing them. Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Twist. And then you go after the real bad guy. That's your fucking twist?
It's
writing.
It's just trash is what that is. It's like, no, you get...
Oh, fuck.
They should... What they do, and they do in the comics, is, yo... We're going after a country with fucking nukes. Go take them out and destroy the nukes. Like, essentially...
Hollywood can't do that, Nathan. They're too PC to take on a global, like...
Go take out... Fuck. I forget his fucking name.
After all, Hollywood whitewashed the World War II reenactment.
Holy shit, you're right. Oh, my God. Holy fuck, they did.
What are you talking about?
Huh?
I'm joking. They didn't. They were being historically accurate.
I was just playing along with you. The thing I was trying to get out, though, is...
God damn it. I'm not picking up on sarcasm.
That's because I'm not there with you right now.
Oh, God.
The space between us. So we got fucking...
It's been a while. I don't know why that one popped in my head, but it felt right.
He gone down in the morning.
It's been a while since I said I'm sorry.
North Korea. I don't. What's it? Is his name Kim something?
Kim Jong Un.
Sure. Yeah, they could do that. Because I mean, fuck.
That's boring because they don't have any major cities that could be like destructively.
He's got
torn apart.
He's got a fucking like castle or something. I'm sure. I mean,
yeah, but they already made that movie with James Franco.
Well, no, they actually made it way before that because they made a God damn it, the South Park dude, Team America. Like this was
yeah, but that was his dad. That doesn't count.
Oh, okay. Well, touche.
Different dude, Nathan. Different generations. We gotta wipe them all out, man.
Talking about my generation.
Yeah. Other than that, dude, I bought a couple of really dope video games.
Okay, you're playing some video games?
And I got
games?
Them so cheap.
All right. Tell me about the video games.
I'm playing
games.
Some deadly video games. Deadly video games.
Oh, some Mortal Kombat. All right.
No, I'm playing NBA Ballers.
Wait, what? Is that the one where
NBA
you like...
NBA Ballers, you remember that?
No.
It's the one where you, like, do the rags to riches story.
Is that the one with...
Some kid from the streets.
Is that...
And you go on head-to-head with NBA players in...
What am I thinking of? I'm thinking of one where it's, like... There's a game where you got to be rap artist, and you fought each other.
You're thinking of Def Jam.
Okay, there we go. Yeah.
I think it's called Fight Night, but you're thinking of Def Jam.
Okay.
Another dope game. But no, I'm talking about NBA Ballers. You'll remember this this phrase. Remember, there was an old move where they'd be like off the heezy where you'd throw it off the dome piece of your opponent. Head.
What is this, like all sponsored by Snoop Dogg?
No.
Okay.
I don't think Snoop Dogg's in this one. I don't remember who's all in this game. But basically, it's just a one-on-one basketball game where it's like street ball, kind of. But not to be confused with NBA Street or NFL Street. But, dude, I guess how much this game was. You'll never be able to guess the price.
$5.
99 cents.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah.
Hours of fun that I'm going to use it for because this game's... It's one of those games that's really fun. The storyline's great. But then it's also one of those great games to play just with one other person because it's just one-on-one basketball. So it's not like you have to keep track of all the players. It's just you and the other dude. It's pretty fun.
Okay.
And you can do ridiculous combos.
Nice.
Do some alley-oops. So I was pretty pumped on that. I haven't played the second one I bought yet, though. I bought one of my... favorite games for the original Xbox. Van Helsing, based off the movie starring Hugh Jackman.
Oh, God.
Dude, that game is dope. Don't even act like you didn't like playing that game.
I don't remember playing that game.
Oh, dude, it's awesome. I also love Van Helsing, and you can read my article on Van Helsing.
The series or the movie?
Two snap review plugs in one episode.
I need to know. The series?
That's a new record.
Is it the series, though, you reviewed? Or because there's a Van Helsing series now.
No, fuck that shit. I didn't review that garbage. I reviewed the great Hugh Jackman's finest role.
He's got a nice pair down
been,
under.
That should have been your franchise, not X-Men. Fuck that shit. We should have done a franchise on Van Helsing. He goes and hunts all the different monsters, but he killed all the different monsters in that one movie, so they fucked themselves on that. They could have done at least three films, but they fucked themselves.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just joking. They shouldn't have done a franchise on that. That would have been terrible. But that movie still holds up.
But
go
they
watch
did
it.
A franchise.
Read my snap.
There's a
and
series on Netflix,
and then email
ladies
and us at punninggame@gmail.com and tell me how I'm wrong.
Watch the series on Netflix because
God,
they
I'm
made
so good at plugs today.
Oh, they made a series on Netflix, and then that's a plug. Watch that.
That sounds terrible.
I don't know. If you want to watch people getting killed by monsters, watch Castlevania on Netflix. And check out that Snap Review.
Just the rest of the show is just us plugging Snap Reviews. But no, I'm excited to play that game here in the next week or so. I'm going to blow through NBA Ballers, I think, first. But
okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped on that one.
Nice.
What else did I check out? I think that's it.
Okay.
I wanted to... Oh, God. That's annoying. One second.
Filling time here. Just
I hear my
in.
Stupid air conditioner blowing in the background. Mm. I was like, well, nobody wants to hear that.
Well. Okay.
Yeah. Other than that, I just had a random question for you that we got into at work. That's the only other thing I wanted to bring up.
Okay. Go for it.
Would you rather have 8 pounds of popcorn or 8 pounds of corn dogs?
Ooh. Now, can I put stuff on the popcorn and corn dogs, or?
No, it's just as advertised, like standard, like buttered popcorn and a standard corn dog.
I think you got to go corn dog.
No condiments.
I think you got to go corn dog there.
I personally would go corn dog.
The butter and then the fucking salt and that'd kill you. Like I just, ugh.
You don't think you'd die from all the corn dogs with all the starch and the bread and the carbs?
No, because we're from Middle America.
Random assortments of pig parts that make a hot dog.
We're just sucking down all those wieners.
That are made of pig hooves and intestines.
It's just, I don't care. Give me that cornbread wrapped around that wiener and on a stick.
Sounds terrible to me.
Mmm.
Like, I was forced to choose one. I went corn dog because I was like, if I'm going to die of something, I'm not going to die of something that people use as a substitute in their diet for fucking potato chips. Going all out. Going down the state fairway.
Some deep fat fried corn dogs.
Yeah, that was a really dumb question. I don't know. I thought we'd get more out of that, but
that's all
right. I think
right.
We're pretty much in agreement here.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Yeah.
So what have you been up to, dude?
So I've been doing some fun stuff. Watched Dracula Untold or Unfolded or something like that.
Oh, God.
So,
I can't believe you even sat through that.
You want to talk about hot, and I mean hot trash. This was the...
Did you not see the trailer ever?
No. Nope. No trailer. Just went,
oh, dude.
Okay. I'm flipping through. I'm like, yo, here's a Dracula movie. Cool. And then it's like 1.9 on IMDb. I'm like, oh, no. What am I doing?
Did you look that up before or after?
It shows you on Amazon. So I knew going in, this is a terrible movie. So I start watching. I'm like, maybe it's not that bad. Oh, it's that bad. Like, Dracula apparently turned into a shriveled old bald man running around, and he's only got, like, six teeth, and they're all up front and sharp. And he's got, like, stupidly long nails and walks around fucking Europe.
Sounds
wearing
like
his
Nosferatu.
He's just walking around wearing his cape. Like, he's got, and it's like the Doctor Strange cape. He's got this clasp on it. It's all fucked. And, oh, don't worry, nobody notices this weird, creepy bald dude running around with a cape. And then he just creeps on people, like, and bites their neck like Dracula does. But in the very beginning, you meet this person who's had horrible, and I mean horrible, face surgery that makes her look like some weird alien. Like, you could tell that bottom half of her face is not normal. It's like, oh, I really need to pull my cheeks in. I need to recontour my nose. And it's just fucking bizarre.
Is this
just
a character or the actual actress?
It's the actual actress. So I'm just like, I'm thrown off. And then they're over and like, they're speaking French. But then they cut away to perfect English constantly while they're in French. And like, it's in and out, no problem, speaking to certain people. But then there's like a sexy time dance in which this girl is like dancing for a solid like 3 minutes of just shaking your butt at her dude, while Dracula sneaks in there, bites his neck, kills him, and then sneaks over and bites her without her ever turning around in 3 minutes. It's fucking terrible. And it all culminates, and I don't care about telling you the ending because don't go fucking watch this movie. At the end, they're like, because they're trying to find the vampires. There's a cult. So they're trying to find this cult. That's really the only plot to this. They find the cult and they track it down to this isolated area. And then the vampires attack them and kill them. The end. I mean, that's the short and sweet of it. It took till like the end 15 minutes for me to understand what the plot was actually supposed to be about. Because it's all over the fucking place. And I was laughing at how atrociously bad this is.
Yeah, that sounds fucking awful.
And yeah, and if
you know, I wonder sometimes, because me and you watch some really bad films sometimes, and then we write stuff about it and talk about it on this show. Is those movies, as they slowly chip away at our souls, is it worth it for us to let people know not to watch them? I'm like, am I really doing a service here?
I need somebody to be on my level. Just, no, go watch. Like,
I just need somebody to verify that they're actually taking our advice.
It's so fucking bad. But hey, if you have Amazon Prime, you can watch it for free right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I thought you watched it on Amazon and like rented it and paid for it. I was going to be like, they still duped you.
Oh, I'd be so pissed. I mean, irate. They'd be demanding. I'd be calling Amazon. Like, I made an accidental purchase. Look at my purchase history. I purchased a lot of shit from there. And if you're not going to charge me, give me back a fucking dollar, I'm done. Like, I would have been pissed. Just call and ask for money back.
Yeah. This is, how dare you sell this garbage?
I demand this be removed from the internet. It's so fucking bad.
You don't even have this bad a service when I order regular shit from Amazon.
Yeah, it's so fucking bad. Like, all I can say is, I think me, you, and Jake could comprise a better movie ourselves. And I am not joking. It is fucking horrible.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, dog. I saw the trailers for that and was immediately like, that's a pile of garbage.
Oh, it's the biggest pile of garbage. I mean, that was
or there's a French
fucking
say,
terrible
garbage.
Let's see there. And I just fucked around and played some video games. Nothing new to report or anything fun to talk about with that one. However, let's start story time. I got something to tell you, and I think you're going to get a fucking kick out of this. So, go out and celebrate on Friday and have a couple drinks, and I proceeded to get shithouse drunk, okay? To the point where I don't remember coming home. I know I didn't drive home, because I asked specifically before we even started drinking, yo, can I get a ride home? Because I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be in the state of mind to drive. So I get driven home. Fast forward to Saturday morning. I wake up as a failed superhero on my couch. My reason I say failed superhero, I'm sleeping covered up by a fucking towel that's around my neck, goes down to my ass. That's it. It's a fucking bath towel. So, I look like Superman, got shithouse drunk, fell asleep, crashed into a couch. Starting off great.
You know, back in the 50s when Superman was first invented, his superheroes could get drunk and do their job. Now it's just frowned upon, which is no fun.
I know, right? Can't have do anything. So, I go in, I'm like, oh, cool, I clearly went into my bedroom at some time because I had all the fan, my fan and stuff like that. And then I go in to, like, my bathroom, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I'll put this fucking towel at least. I'll just wash it. I have no idea what I did with this thing. So I'm just like, I can't open the fucking door. So I finally just jerk the door open, and then I see in there a fucking T. Because I upended two of the fucking shelves and made, I had to do this on purpose, I made them go into a T. Everything's on the fucking floor. So, I had to make ungodly amount of noise at whenever I fucking came home. Just,
are you talking about inside your like closet?
Yes, inside my closet in the bathroom.
Oh my god!
So I just like I don't know what
fucking idiot.
I just went shit's everywhere on the floor. I'm just everything's upended, and then the shelves are arranged in a T. I'm like, what the fuck,
Nathan? You're 31 or 32 now.
Yeah. Oh,
man, that's crazy. You're 32 years old. You can't be doing college shit anymore.
Oh. I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know.
It's so fucking stupid. That is a drunk thought. Like, man, this shelving's cool and all, but you know what would make it better is if I had a T right here to divide brown towels from my black ones, because I don't like those ones like stacked on top of each other. It looks weird. The pattern's not right. That's like a total drunk thought.
I don't know, but
and then you're like, see, I fixed it. Now tomorrow I'll reorganize all this shit because I'll remember I did this.
It was so bad. I mean, there was so much shit on the floor because I was just like, I opened it. I couldn't open the door barely because one of the towels, when I shut it, I had to like, I don't know what I did. I had to, like, shoulder shut this because that towel was right there in the hinge of the door preventing it from shutting normally. And, I mean, it wasn't just a piece of the towel because the way you fold them, it was at least – it was folded over twice sitting there. So, I mean, I had to – like, oh, fuck, I got lucky I didn't break that door. So fucking stupid. But, yeah.
Stupid.
I woke up as a failed superhero.
I wanted to bring up to you. When you're done with the story, I thought you were done.
Oh, I'm done. I'm done.
Oh, I was just going to say, I forgot to recap. I did my first show last week in Des Moines.
Oh, nice. How'd it go?
Yeah, it went well. I showed up and they're like, oh, by the way, you're doing 10 minutes. And thank God I prepared for 10 minutes because at first they told me I was going to do 5. And I was like, I'm going to prepare for this just because – I have a feeling that I'll change for some reason. So I had a 10-minute set prepared, which was nice. And I did really well. I mean, I had a bunch of people come up afterwards and tell me I did a great job. And they enjoyed it. So that's all that matters is if the people liked it, I did a good job.
Huzzah!
But, yeah, it was a good time.
Awesome.
Good. The two guys you need to, like, that headlined, if everybody would like to catch them. They're both on a tour right now. I don't have their exact dates and what have you. God damn it, where'd that go?
On my it's new guys that we need to get on the show so we can just bullshit with people.
Well, they're traveling comedians, and they're from one's from New Jersey and the other one's from Pittsburgh. Shane Lucas Price is and John Dick Winters are the two guys I've performed with. They're pretty fun guys.
I'm sorry.
Check them out. They got Facebooks and the Twits.
Funny guys.
So, yeah. That was
New Jersey.
It was a good time.
America's.
New Jersey.
The Garden State.
America's toilet.
I thought it was America's.
New York City's shitter.
It's New York City's trash field.
Pretty much.
I'm not even being rude. That's just what I'm told from everybody I know that's from New York.
Yeah.
Real talk.
I also, before, because I think, are we about to jump into Game of Thrones? That's where I feel like this is.
We're jumping into God.
Well, I wanted to say before we get into that, shout out to our boys at Blue Shack Podcast. They just had their very final episode of their podcast.
Sad to see that.
They're done. They're calling it quits.
It's sad to see.
I just want to say thanks, boys, for helping us expand our podcast by helping us, you know, on promoting us on your show and vice versa. Sad to see the show go because that's the only way I get gaming news. So now I got to find something else.
Yeah, exactly.
We're
pouring one out for our fallen homies.
Oh, I don't pour out beer. That's a waste.
Well, I refilled my 40.
The dead can't drink my beer.
Well, I refilled it with water. Nobody needs to know. You just fucking pee. Yeah, actually, that's what you should probably do. It's just pee in a bottle. It kind of looks like beer still fizzes. And you can just dump that out real quick. Be like, okay.
Ugh. So Game of Thrones.
Game of motherfucking Thrones. What a great setup that was.
Yeah. That episode was fucking gnarly.
Yeah. So, from the beginning, it picks up with Jon and his merry bunch going out into the icy abyss of the north. And that ends really fucking badly. Well, yeah. I'd say lose it. I mean, a dragon fucking dies in the end. So that I'd say that's like one of the bigger losses of characters.
Which we were debating about at work. Which we were wondering. Now that it's a White Walker dragon, does it breathe fire still, or does it breathe ice now?
Ooh, I don't know. It's got blue eyes. I don't know. Maybe.
I would say fire because I would think what's going to happen.
It'll be
is
like blue fire or
they're
going
to use the dragon to bring down the wall.
I assume that's correct. I bet it breathes like blue fire. Something because it's got blue.
Which is the hottest of all fires. Just like my mixtape dropping in 2018.
You butt that shit out of my truck.
It's straight fire, B. But yeah, no, I think they're gonna I think the Night King was like, dude, fuck this horse, I'm getting a dragon.
Yeah, well, I'm just
shit.
What the fuck was with that? That dude's like, yo, hey psst. Yo, boss man, I got your spear.
Did you see the meme going around online where it was like the javelin throw Olympic champion, and it has him on the top podium along with like two other people from another countries.
No, that'd be about right.
It's a great meme. I laughed so hard when I saw it.
Yeah, it's about right because that dude's just like hold perfect form, and then he just launches it, and it goes 50 miles in the air. Like
yeah,
a missile.
I don't get what John was trying to fucking accomplish by running out there. He could have, if he would have just got on the dragon right away, they wouldn't have lost a dragon.
True. If they would have just hurried the fuck up, but no. Instead, tried to buy time way too much.
Yeah.
They just wanted the story.
One
beats,
of my
man.
Buddies brought up the point, too, that, like, so they get this zombie, right?
Yeah,
and that's what they're essentially bringing back to show Cersei.
Yep.
She already knows zombies exist. One of them guards her.
True, but it's not a White Walker.
No, it's just so fucking stupid. Yeah. When it just is like weird. We were just like laughing about how they're basically bringing another zombie to prove to her that zombies exist, even though she's already got a walking one next to her.
Yeah. It was interesting to see, though, that, hey, if you kill the leader, just everybody dies that's under him.
See, I had a problem with that. I have a huge beef with that.
All right.
Because that's the second White Walker Jon Snow has killed, correct?
Yeah.
That happened at that one battle right outside of wherever they were, right? When they're beyond the wall.
Okay.
He kills that White Walker. Didn't see one other of the soldiers fucking explode like that.
Maybe that other dude didn't change anybody? I don't fucking know. There's so many continual...
What it is it's sloppy writing is what it is.
Well, they're got
is
no...
Because that would have... Like, I don't give a shit if, like... Yeah, the head guy, if you kill him... It's like vampires all of a sudden now, which is kind of annoying. I'm like, oh, great. So this is all just vampire bullshit now. But...
Sexy vamps.
If that main guy kills everybody, I understand that. But if the other guys are turning people, you're going to tell me that dude never turned one single dude into a White Walker?
Yeah, he was a lover, not a fighter.
So
you got to read the manga backstory.
They kept all the rest of them were right there, and they all exploded with the rest of them, and the other zombies were like, what the fuck happened to those 90 dudes? Like, it's just – it really bothered me because that's a huge continuity error.
Well, there's a whole bunch of fucking weird
shit. And they basically – What happened with them?
Because they're skipping corners. The books are done, so they're kind of given free rein. The fucking travel now is fucking ridiculous. Like Daenerys,
oh, how fast people get places.
Daenerys got all the way to the north in like a minute. Like, oh no, don't worry.
It was like a day.
These dragons.
Which, granted, she's on dragons, it would be faster, but it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, like the time frames are all fucked up. I'm just like
it just really bothered me because we should have found that out two seasons ago when Jon first killed them. Even if Jon didn't know that, right? Like, let's say, like, whoever saw those White Walkers evaporate once he killed that guy, Jon never saw that, but any of his soldiers that did got killed. The audience should still know that.
You'd think so. It's just fucking weird. And then,
like, even if he finds it out at a later point, he should have known, or like we should have known. I'm just saying it's terrible writing, and they really, in my opinion, fucking botched the whole thing that way. It really fucking made me mad.
I don't know. It's just all fucking bizarre because they're trying to rush all that stuff, and then
I know I'm also bitching about a fantasy world, but it just like it's. Because Game of Thrones is supposed to be all about how the writing's so great, and I get it, like you said, the books aren't out. But George R.R. Martin is helping them write this. He should have said something. He has two dudes on his full-time staff who read his books to make sure he doesn't make any continuity errors in his show or in his books. Like, they can't do that for the fucking show.
Apparently not. It's gotten so quick, too. Like, instead of speeding this up, like, this episode...
What happens when you only have a 7-episode season?
That's the thing. They could have made these 7 episodes and added more dialogue with people talking and made it the traditional 12. Instead, now they're, like, just rushing to finish the fucking show.
Yeah. And it's because these people who are the actors... cost so much money now, and you can't switch them out now.
Agreed, you can't.
You got to basically pay them what they ask.
However, it's like you're getting the end result, and George R.R. Martin's doing it, but they're truncating it so much that it's fucking getting ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree. Although the thing I'm more interested in, like. Then John and Daenerys and then them going to see Cersei. Now, I want to know what's going to happen with Sansa, Littlefinger, and Arya. Because
one of those three are going to die, I think. Like, honestly.
I'm afraid it's going to be Arya.
Ooh, I hope not. She just turned into a max level character. Like, she's OP as fuck. And everybody else.
Yeah, but that's one reason why they would kill her too, because everybody likes Arya. Not many people like
Little. Everybody
it's not like
hates
they hate Sansa, but they hate Littlefinger. They find her okay. Everyone hates Littlefinger. They're not going to fucking kill him because everybody hates him.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, look how long it took for them to kill Joffrey. I mean, they dragged and dragged. And everybody hates Cersei, too. And they never have killed her.
Well, and the other thing my buddy pointed out to me, he was like, you know what's going to happen probably is Arya is going to probably kill Littlefinger. Well, she's going to be using Sansa's face. And I said, well, that would mean she would have to kill her sister.
Agree. Yeah, and
he was like, oh, yeah, you're right. But at this point, the way things are shaping up, that might fucking happen.
Yeah, it could get really fucking sketchy. And then, what, fucking Arya leads a double life from then on? Like, Jon comes back, she plays both of them?
Dude, like, even if she wouldn't have to live it forever, she could live it for a little bit and then just make it look like Sansa actually did die and then be totally fine. She's a fucking master assassin. I'm pretty sure she can figure out how to make a death look like an accident.
Yeah, agreed.
There's no forensic evidence in fucking Game of Thrones land.
What are you talking about? They're going to be doing some fingerprint marking, doing some high-quality DNA sampling.
CSI.
Cha-cha-cha. They're going to call
the Red
in.
Keep.
They're going to call in that goth girl to come check all the bodies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think that would probably happen, though. I hope that Arya kills Littlefinger, but because I want that to happen, I know it won't happen, just because that's how Game of Thrones works.
Yeah. No, yeah, any character you really want to die never does, except for in a huge way.
And all the characters you loved end up dying.
Yeah. The biggest one that did die, finally, and it took forever, was Joffrey, followed by Ramsay Bolton. Like, they took forever.
God, it took way too long for Ramsay to die.
Yeah.
Fucking hated that dude.
They drag him. They drag it out.
Didn't take that long for Joffrey to die. Didn't he die in season 2?
Is season 2 or season 3? Something like that. But either way, everybody is just like, oh, he's an unbearable little shit. And then he just kept living.
The Lady of Highgarden said it best. I always hated that little twat.
Yep, there you go. Yeah, there's that.
Or no, she didn't say that. She said something, but she called him a twat, and I loved it.
Yeah.
See, bringing it full circle. That's a callback.
Yeah. Then the last thing to even talk about is, yo, John's totally gonna bang Daenerys.
No,
dude, I'm sorry. I called it last week, and you're saying no, no, no. And now this week they're all holding hands like. I mean, all that was left was to be like, yo.
Bran better fucking show up fast.
No, it's going to happen. Like, the next episode's going to start with them probably, like, in bed banging on the boat or something. Like,
well, at least she can't conceive children, so that makes it a little less creepy. Like, they can't have incest babies, but it's still gross.
So, here's a fun fact, okay? So, the witch... there's a theory that's floating around. The witch that said you cannot have babies anymore, you can only have dragon babies. What if that meant you only can have kids from another Targaryen?
Oh, that's a good point. But it's not going to help when that's your fucking nephew!
They just come out all handicapped. Don't worry, they got helmets! We're okay, everybody!
Oh, fire and blood!
I'm just for blood and fire. No, it's fire and blood. Blood and fire. Oh no, he's the Mad King again. That's how the Mad King keeps coming back full circle.
Just what they need. Yeah, just what they need. Another, like, really, like, mentally handicapped prince, like that kid from Littlefinger is the Knights of the Vale.
Oh yeah,
like that, like. Especially that kid was touched. If you're going to tell me he wasn't, then you're a liar.
Touched,
and you just refuse to point out the obvious.
I mean, there's so many. It's just like, oh, God, they're just so manipulated. It's not even funny.
That kid was like 12 and still breastfeeding. God.
Yeah. That's a psychotic
like
mother.
The brother-sister fucking's weird, but that was weirder to me.
That was just like, what the fuck? you're old enough to know this is wrong. Real, real wrong. So, yeah. But, yeah, so, ladies and gentlemen, look forward to it. Some, I'm calling it because next week's, this week, on Sunday, it's the last episode of this season, and it's my last chance to be right. So, Daenerys and Jon, Bangtown. It's happening. Otherwise, I'm dead wrong. Otherwise, I've been horribly wrong this whole time.
God, I hope not. What would be the point of even if they do, and like she gets pregnant? Like, there's one season left, and they're probably all gonna die.
No, she'll just given the pace of this, it'll be like episode 2, and she'll have a kid. Like, it's an immaculate conception. Marion
incubated an incredible race.
I gave birth to a retarded dragon. It just comes out and scrawl. It's got wings. They're like, oh, our blood's real dragons now. It's just like, it's like Alien, God, where it's like half human, half dragon. It's just all fucked up looking. It looks like some weird, it looks like that pterodactyl mutant from X-Men. It's all fucking weird.
God, I hope not.
I have so much to look forward to next year now. It's gonna be so fucking great. Yo, what'd you do? I gave birth to Forrest Gump of dragons. It's amazing.
Hey, if it's the Forrest Gump of dragons, I'll take it, because that means that dragon's gonna accomplish more than any other dragon ever before it.
That dragon's not the brightest, but damn it, he has values.
He's gonna meet 4 different presidents.
He's going to tell one he's really got to pee, but he's going to get some medals, and he's going to keep his legs. Good for him.
Lieutenant Dan, you ain't got no legs.
Oh, 2 weeks in a row with Forrest Gump. All right. That being said, you got anything else?
No, I'm good, dog.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you need to go check out punnygame.com, where we got all the hotness. It's straight lit, fam. We got it all there. It's totes, soups, adorbs, anything you got there. And yes, I said adorable because there's this adorable little show that comes out every Wednesday called Who Gives AF? It's this one. Right here. You're listening to it. But you want to know everything we got. Our back catalog is deep. And you want it all in your ear canal. Well, guess what? You can check it out.
Like your mom's butthole.
It's cavernous. Then you can check out all the things we got. Then you want to jump over to the fun things that we got on the About section, which namely is our Twitter handles. You can follow us and follow the tweets that we don't put out, but you can check out @PunAndGame, which definitely tweets out Monday through Friday, because we got everything for you to create a nice little shit sandwich. Wednesday, you get this podcast. Monday and Friday, you got those snap reviews we were mentioning earlier, and oh, you've already read 5 of them just by listening to this show, because you know, we know you're simultaneously checking out all this shit. But then, this shit sandwich isn't complete with a piece of shit and 2 pieces of bread. You need some condiments in there. And what better condiment to have than
Fun Pun Gaming? That's where Nathan, Jake, and I all play a bunch of random slew of video games and talk shit over them just for your amusement. You can go to punandgame.com and you'll see the latest 2 episodes right there on the just browsing section. Or if you need to get into that huge back catalog of all the games we've ever played, you just hit the Fun Pun Gaming tab and you can see every playthrough we've ever done. But even if that's not enough, just going to our site isn't a quick enough grasp of all our content for you. If you need it right as it's released, you just want to head on over to youtube.com, search Fun Pun Gaming in the search bar, and hit subscribe. Bam! Then you get every update we've ever put out there.
It's every great update.
You'll love it.
Love it.
Also,
and you'll be post-coital.
Looking at trying to do is maybe get some support from you guys, and we're thinking about doing some t-shirt designs. If you guys would like us to design some t-shirts so you guys can purchase them, let us know. Email us at punandgame@gmail.com and let us know if you would be interested in a t-shirt.
And as always, thank you for making us the fastest growing podcast on the internet. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, until next week, we're out. Go watch Dracula Untold. It's a great fucking movie out there for free for Amazon Prime members. Until next week, fuck off.
I enjoy the No Pants Dance by myself.